Like, it was more part of your, like, your formative years,
I guess? I don't know. Is it your 20s your formative years? I don't really know.
I don't know.
I think this
is
where the two-year gap kind of kicks in a little bit for us as well. I think I may have still been listening to new music, exploring new genres of things whenever emo sort of planted its flag back in the early 2000s, and I think at that point you were
done.
You were listening to the old classics.
I wish I had a good emo tinge saying, like planting its flag, but like a good emo metaphor
pulling
for
on
that.
Its, pulling on its favorite band
Buddy?
Shirt that is 30 times too small in its tightest
is that
of
a,
jeans.
Is that a staple of emo dress? Too yeah, tight t-shirts?
Very, very tight t-shirts, skinny jeans, studded belts, black hair slicked over
See,
your
I've,
eyeballs.
When I picture that look, I picture punk.
No.
I picture, you know, I picture the flop of hair over half of your face and a black hoodie and like maybe black fingernails and definitely eyeliner, 100% eyeliner.
I don't know if eyeliner definitely is, but the flopped hair, that is the signature of emo, and boy, do I hate that look. It looks so stupid. And hey, man, shout out to Chuck. I know you rock that. I'm sorry, man.
The,
it was stupid then.
One of the band's pictures, I think it may have been, I keep wanting to call them Vampire Weekend. I think it was Bullet for My Valentine. They came up on Spotify. One of their guys has a seriously coiffed, you know, face flop. And
is that
I
what we're calling it? The
I
face
couldn't
flop.
Stop looking at it. It was hypnotizing.
Yeah, it's for me, it's really hard to.